Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
That was happening in Central Jersey yesterday.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, cause I'm a hungry man.
Did you feel the earthquake?
I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll.
That's fun.
Yeah. Have you ever been through an earthquake? Because I know yesterday's wasn't that massive or anything, but
right.
But there are people. I think producer Donnie's mom felt
It was definitely, you would definitely feel it, I guess, if you were in that area. I did live through an earthquake, and I say live through it because I really thought I was going to die. But you might remember a few years ago, let's see, I was pregnant with Leonard, who just turned 9, so it was 9 years ago.
Okay.
And I was very pregnant with Leonard. So it was probably the beginning of August, late July, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was taking a nap after work, and Tori was at daycare, and I'm home alone in the house, and I woke up because the bed was shaking so hard it woke me up.
Oh, my gosh.
Bed. Yeah, my king-size bed.
Did you think it was like an exorcist thing going on? Or
I don't know. You know, and it's weird because... Yeah, if we lived in California, then I might be like, oh, it's an earthquake.
Yeah.
But in Pennsylvania, like, what?
Who knows?
This has never happened to me before. So I remember it's shaking, and I jumped up, like, what could possibly, you know, because at first I woke up thinking someone was shaking the bed, because what else?
Yeah,
you know, your mind only does things, you know, you go right to, like, the most logical explanation. And then I ran out into the hallway, and we have, and you know, like I was running down the stairs, holding my belly, because that's how pregnant I was, that I couldn't run. I had to hold my belly when I ran. Otherwise, I felt like I would have the baby right there. And the chandelier was shaking, and I thought, well, I'm not going to run under that.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Nothing good happens.
So I didn't know what to do. And then it slowed down, and I ran into the basement, and I called my husband. I was like, I think there was an earthquake. He's like, there was. Everything seems to be fine now. I was like, and then I called daycare, and they were like, okay, Andy, everything's fine.
Yeah.
We're all good. I was like, oh,
but of all times in your life, right?
Oh, I'll never forget
pregnant
it.
Pregnant with another little one.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I will never forget that. Yeah, so it has to be scary, right,
yeah, and,
for people who haven't experienced
that. Yeah, and I don't know if it was the same one, because I was living down in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
It was around the same time, I think.
Because I think the epicenter was in Virginia or something like that.
Because I remember I was, of course, being me, I was at a dog shelter.
Oh, great.
And I walked in, and all the dogs were barking and being crazy. So I'm like, well, I'm not adopting any of these.
Right.
These dogs are insane.
Loony
and it was later on the news, they said there was an earthquake at that time. I'm like, well, that would explain why the dogs were all going, because I couldn't feel it
at
the time.
That's interesting.
No.
That's weird how that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't birds know? I think aren't animals, like, they know about stuff like that before it happens or something weird?
They're so smart.
So this is fantastic news. I see, too, the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, mm-hmm. or Projection, says that New Jersey is actually overdue for a bigger earthquake.
Oh, well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
That is great. But don't you wonder, like, you know, here we are on the East Coast, and we don't come across these things very often. And when we do, they really aren't devastating. Like, there were no reported injuries. There were a lot of calls to the police yesterday, but there wasn't any reported damage or injuries
from this earthquake.
But then there's people that live in California. Like, why would you ever live in California?
Where stuff like that happens all the time.
It's burning and it's falling into the ocean, right? Like, you choose to stay there. I just don't understand it.
It's odd. Hey, you know, next time it happens, though, Lisa gives us an excuse to play this again.
Summer Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
every morning.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.